trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads while we pray.
请各位低头，我们祷告。
慈爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典，今天另有一个机会研究你的圣道。我们相信你的道就是我们灵性上的粮食，求主多多赐给我们灵性之粮，使我们今天得到饱满。这样祈求完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。Let us take our books and turn to lesson 11.
现在请各位打开课本，翻到第十一课。
You will find this lesson on page 35.
就是在第三十五页。
Page 35, and the subject is a reliable friend.
第三十五页，这一课的题目是一位可靠的朋友。
Perhaps the loneliest people on earth,
也许在这世界上最孤独的人，
are the friendless people,
就是那些没有朋友的人。
We all need friends,
我们都需要朋友。
But we should be careful in the selection of our friends.
但是我们应当在选择朋友这方面要谨慎。
There are many kinds of friends.
有很多种的朋友。
There are the so-called wine meat friends.
有一些是所谓的酒肉朋友。
These friends increase when a person makes a lot of money.
在一个人赚了很多钱的时候，这一类的朋友就会增加了。
There is no lack of such friends.At a rich man's feast.
那是一位富有的人在宴客的时候，这一类的朋友是不会缺少的。
They are there to drink.
那么他们是到那地方去喝酒。
And to play cards.
打牌。
Or mahjong.
或者是麻将。
They appear helpful.
那么他们看起来是很有帮助的。
And sympathetic.
富有同情心的。
But what happens to them when the rich man goes bankrupt?
可是当那富翁破产的时候怎么样呢？
They disappear.
他们就会消失了。
As abruptly as they came.
正像他们出现，他们来的时候那么突然。
Not even their shadow can be found.
连他们的影子都找不着了。
Another name for such people.
对于这一类的人还有另外一个名字，
is fair weather friends，
就是所谓好天气的朋友。
They are friends only when everything is prosperous，
只有当所有的事情都很顺利的时候，那么他们就是朋友。
But let calamity strike，
但是等到灾祸临到，
Let the weather change，
天气改变了，
So to speakAnd they are gone.
那么这样呢，他们就去了，不在。
Who are the reliable friends?
谁是可靠的朋友呢？
The test of true friendship is adversity.
这个对于真正友谊的这种试验呢，就是灾难。
When a man has suffered financial defeat.
要是一个人他在经济方面遭遇了挫折，
The one who comes,
那些来的人，
not only with words of comfort,
不仅是带来这种安慰的话语,
but with material assistance,
也用他的物质来帮助。
Yes, this kind of friend is a genuine friend.
这样的朋友才是真正的朋友。
The one who remains when all others have disappeared.
当所有的别的人都不见了，而仍旧留下来的那些人
is a true friend.
乃是真正的朋友。
Sad to say,
很可惜地说,
such friends are altogether too few.
这一类的朋友实在是太少了。
There is a friend like this.
确实是有一位朋友像这样的。
He is willing to be anybody's friend.
他愿意做任何人的朋友。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
He sticketh closer than a brother.
说是他比弟兄更亲密。
It is possible for brothers to become enemies.
连兄弟有的时候也可能成为仇人。
Not so this friend.
但是这一位朋友却不是这样。
Or this friend, not so. The name of this friend is Jesus Christ.
这一位朋友的名字就是耶稣基督。
He also knew what it meant to be lonely and forsaken.
他也知道为 孤独被人遗忘是怎么样的一种滋味。
Jesus came to his own countrymen.
耶稣来到他自己的同胞那个地方。
But they rejected him.
可是他们却是拒绝了他。
He called 12 disciples.
他呼召了十二个门徒。
They lived with him for 3.5 years.
他们跟他住在一块有3.5年。
They saw him at the height of his popularity.
他们也看见他的名望达到最高峰的时候。
This was when he had fed the 5,000.
那也就是他使5,000人吃饱。
Yes, fed them with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes.
用5个饼、2条鱼使5,000人吃饱的时候。
Behold our deliverer, the multitude cried.
众人都呼喊着说，看哪，这是我们的拯救者。
We will make him king.
我们要立他做我们的王。
Here is a man.
这个地方有这么一个人。
Who can solve all our problems.
他能够解决我们一切的难题。
If we follow him.
如果我们跟从他。
We will never be in want.
我们以后就永不再会有什么缺少了。
We will never lack anything. When he was unwilling to be a king,
当他不愿意做王的时候,
many people were disappointed.
很多人都失望了。
Christ came not to fill men's stomachs.
基督来并不是要装满人的肚子。
He came to fill people's hearts.
他来乃是要充满人的心。
His primary purpose,
他最主要的目的,
was not to deliver the people from Roman oppression.
并不是要拯救这些百姓脱离罗马的辖制。
It was to deliver from sin.
而是要拯救人脱离罪恶。
When the people awoke to this fact,
当众人看清了这个事实的时候，
Christ was soon forgotten.
很快基督就被人遗忘了。
The multitude forsook him.
众人都离开了他。
Then came the last night Jesus was with his disciples.
到了最后的那个晚上，耶稣跟他的门徒在一块。
He foresaw that even his dearest friends on earth,
他事先就看出来，即使他在世上最亲密的朋友，
would soon forsake him,
再过不久也会离开他。
He exclaimed sadly,
他很悲伤地说，
You will all fall away because of me this night.
今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒。
For it is written,
因为经上记着说，
I will strike the shepherd,
我要击打牧人，
and the sheep of the flock
will be scattered.
羊就分散了。
Peter, one of Jesus' disciples,
耶稣的一位门徒彼得,
he remonstrated,
他却这样的抗辩说,
and said, though they all fall away because of you,
就是众人虽然为你的缘故都跌倒,
I will never fall away.
我却永不跌倒。
Shortly after this conversation,
在这一次的谈话之后不久,
Christ went with his disciples,
耶稣跟他的门徒,
to the Garden of Gethsemane,
一块到克西马尼园,
to pray,
去祷告。
Here the mob found Jesus,
那些暴徒就是在这个地方找到了耶稣。
And led him away captive.
把他从这个地方捉去了。
The scripture record reads,
圣经的记载是这样说,
Then all the disciples forsook him.
就是当下门徒都离开他逃走了。
And fled.
逃走了。
Yes, Christ knew what it meant to be forsaken.
是的，基督知道被人遗弃是怎么样的一种滋味。
Yes, when he needed friends most.
那就是在他最需要朋友的时候。
Christ experienced the sorrows of loneliness.
基督也曾经体验过孤独的忧伤。
Therefore, he can be a sympathizing friend.
所以他能成为一位有同情心的朋友。
To all who are passing through similar trials.
对那些个遭遇同类似经验的人，他能做这样的朋友。
Today, this loving friend extends the invitation.
在今天，这位慈爱的朋友发出这样的邀请。
Come unto me.
可以到我这里来。
All ye that labor and are heavy laden,
凡是劳苦担重担的人,
and I will give you rest.
我就使你们得安息。
We are admonished to bring our problems to him.
他劝我们要将我们的难题带到他的面前。
We are invited to bring our heavy burdens to him.
他邀请我们将我们的重担交给他。
It may be a family livelihood problem.
也许是一家人的生活问题。
It may be the problem of the children's education.
或者是孩子们的教育问题。
It may be misunderstanding between husband and wife.
也许是夫妻之间的误会。
Whatever it be or it is,
不论是什么问题,
Christ, the sympathizing friend,
基督那位有同情心的朋友,
is ready to listen.
他已经准备好要听你的一些。
He will help you to carry or carry the burden and make it light.
他会帮助你来承负这个担子,使它变为轻省。
Now let's look at the vocabulary words.
各位注意这一课的生字。
Beginning on page 35 with the first one.
从第35课第一个生字开始。
Number one, loneliest.
第一个是最孤寂。
Loneliest. Two, sympathetic.
同情。
Sympathetic.
有同情心的。
Three. Bankrupt.
破产。
Bankrupt. Four. Prosperous.
顺利。
Prosperous. Five. Calamity.
灾难，患难。
Calamity.
灾难。
Six.Adversity.
逆境，灾难。
Adversity. Number 7 at the foot of page 36.
36页的下面第七个。
oppression,
压迫
oppression,
压迫
Number 8, at the foot of page 37,
第37页的下面第八
remonstrated,
抗辩
remonstrated, 9, captive,
捕捉或者是俘虏
captive. We will now read the entire lesson over in English only.
我们现在用英文把这一课再念一遍。
Perhaps the loneliest people on earth are the friendless people. We all need friends.But we should be careful in the selection of our friends. There are many kinds of friends. There are the so-called wine-meat friends. These friends increase when a person makes a lot of money. There is no lack of such friends at a rich man's feast. They are there to drink and to play cards or mahjong. They appear helpful,and sympathetic. But what happens to them when the rich man goes bankrupt? They disappear as abruptly as they came, and not even their shadow can be found. Another name for such people is fair weather friends. They are friends only when everything is prosperous.But let calamity strike. Let the weather change, so to speak. And they are gone. Who are the reliable friends? The test of true friendship is adversity. When a man has suffered financial defeat, the one who comes not only with words of comfort,But with material assistance is a genuine friend. The one who remains when all others have disappeared is a true friend. Sad to say, such friends are altogether too few. There is a friend like this. He is willing to be anybody's friend.The Bible says that he sticketh closer than a brother. It is possible for brothers to become enemies. Not so this friend. The name of this friend is Jesus Christ. He also knew what it meant to be lonely and forsaken. Jesus came to his own countrymen, but they rejected him.He called 12 disciples. They lived with him for 3.5 years. They saw him at the height of his popularity. This was when he had fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. Behold our deliverer, the multitude cried. We will make him king. Here is a man who can solve all our problems.If we follow him, we will never be in want. When he was unwilling to be a king, many people were disappointed. Christ came not to fill men's stomachs. He came to fill people's hearts. His primary purpose was not to deliver the people from Roman oppression. It was to deliver from sin.When the people awoke to this fact, Christ was soon forgotten. The multitude forsook him. Then came the last night Jesus was with his disciples. He foresaw that even his dearest friends on earth would soon forsake him. He exclaimed sadly, "You will all fall away because of me this night.For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, remonstrated and said, "Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Shortly after this conversation, Christ went with his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. Here the mob found Jesus and led him away captive. The scripture record reads, "Then all the disciples forsook him and fled." Yes, Christ knew what it meant to be forsaken when he needed friends most. Christ experienced the sorrows of loneliness. Therefore, he can be a sympathizing friend to all who are passing through similar trials. Today, this loving friend extends the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We are admonished to bring our problems to him. We are invited to bring our heavy burdens to him. It may be a family livelihood problem. It may be the problem of the children's education. It may be misunderstanding between husband and wife. Whatever it is, Christ, the sympathizing friend, is ready to listen. He will help you carry the burden and make it light. I trust you have received some benefit from studying this lesson about a reliable friend.
我相信当你研究这一课一位可靠的朋友的时候一定得到一个益处。
I wish I were better acquainted with you.
我希望我能更加认识你。
That I might know more intimately about your personal problems.
这样我就能更知道你个人的难题。
But even though I cannot see you,
虽然我不能够看见你,
your reliable friend in heaven can.
但是你那位在天上可靠的朋友他能够。
He knows your need just this very moment.
他知道你在现在所有的需要。
He understands the problems which you are unable to solve by yourself.
他也知道你靠着自己的力量所不能够解决的问题。
I trust you will continue to listen to the broadcast.
我相信你还会继续收听这个广播。
And that you will learn to pray with us.
这样你就可以和我们一同学会和我们一同祷告。
For this is the way whereby you communicate with your good friend in heaven.
因为你就是借着这样的方法才能和你在天上的好朋友交往。
And ask, and as you ask him to help you, he will answer.
当你祈求他的时候，他就会垂听，会回答。
好，我们下一次要继续研究关于这位朋友主耶稣。现在时候到了。我们应当说再会，大家下一次再见。